we've got the great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program, Résil Zilberman. Hello to you.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And you're one of the St. Kilda Multicultural Ambassador, and you've been one for the past 4 or 5 years, I believe. And you're also the ambassador for the Jewish community of Melbourne. What can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, well, I first became an ASL Multicultural Community Ambassador in 2014, and that was a little bit like marrying two worlds that had previously been very separate for me, my Jewish community work and my footy world, because I was a kid that always grew up loving footy. And so it's just a really good opportunity for me to bring those two things together. And it's been an amazing experience. This is my first year placed at St Kilda, but I've actually been working with the club for 3 years now on the Jewish Schools Cup, which was a bit of a pet project of mine, a dream project. So it's been really good getting to know St Kilda and working with them and getting some new programs up and running for the Jewish community.
And I gather now you're a great supporter of the St Kilda Football Club.
I did not grow up as a St Kilda supporter, but I love obviously what they're doing for the Jewish community, and you know, they've been really supportive in helping me establish a few different things, and that's really important for us as well as the community. I'm sure you've probably found this yourself, that when you feel really welcome there, it's really easy to get things up and going and to try new things and to create new opportunities, particularly for kids in our community.
Yes, tell us about some of the tasks you undertake in the community as a multicultural ambassador.
Yeah, so the biggest thing for me has been the Jewish Schools Cup. That's something that we brought in my second year. And it was a pet project for me because I was the young girl in my class at primary school that would play footy with the boys at lunchtime because I didn't have a team to join. And I just always had this dream that one day there'd be a situation where no Jewish child at a Jewish school would go through primary school and not learn how to play footy. I was really aware that there were girls at some of the Orthodox Jewish schools who could never participate in football competitions because one religious requirement of theirs in terms of sport is that they can't play sport in front of males. And so it meant that they were automatically barred from a lot of the amazing programs that we had up and running already. And so I just had this idea that what if we had a Jewish Schools Cup where all the girls were on one oval and they only had female staff, and all the boys were on a separate oval and they only had male staff, so that everyone could participate. And in the first year we had only 3 male teams and 2 female teams, and now we're in our third year. We'll be holding the cup on August 16th down in Seaford, and we'll have 6 female teams and 6 male teams. So we've really grown a lot in the last few years, and that's been amazing for me to see the sort of progress we've made with the kids in our community. One of our Jewish schools for the first time in 2015, because of the Multicultural Schools Program, was able to teach their girls how to play football and not just the skills of footy, because they were coming to the Jewish Schools Cup and we provided them with a female coach, so they were able to meet their religious requirements. And that was an amazing thing for me to see, and to see those developments in our community, it's pretty amazing. So we're coming a long way. St Kilda also this year for the first time sponsored 2 Jewish teams in the Unity Cup, the AFL Unity Cup.
Yes.
They were called the Jew Crew. And Ryan and Joel, who are also multicultural ambassadors at St Kilda this year, they've been running with that and doing a great job with that. And we've also got some other amazing things going, like trips to the football with Jewish community families and refugee families together. And we've also got a lot of kids from the Jewish community and teenagers participating in various academies at St Kilda. So we've got a lot going at the moment, which is amazing to see.
This week we're celebrating Multicultural Round, and you were at the St Kilda Football Club speaking to the staff. How did that go, and what did you tell them about your involvement in the community?
So it was actually an amazing opportunity for me. As I said, I was a football mad kid, and it's kind of a dream come true to be able to do something like that. So I'm very grateful to the club and to Jared Jess, who invited me down. Mm-hmm. They asked me to speak a little bit about Multicultural Round and what we're doing with the Jewish community, but also, I guess, the historical connection and also current connection between the Jewish community and St Kilda, both as a club and as an area. I explained to them my own family's experience. My grandparents came to Australia. They were Holocaust survivors and had lost their homes and pretty much all their family, and came to Australia and really built a new life for themselves in St Kilda, and explaining what that really meant for Jewish families like mine who had the same experience, and talked a little bit about my uncle and my dad growing up on Dalgetty Street in St Kilda, where they could see St Kilda Football Oval from their flat. And just talking a little bit about what that means to Jewish families, why St Kilda is a preferred club by a lot of Jewish families because of that historical connection. And also talked a little bit about Ian Sinman, who was, of course, a Jewish footballer who played for St Kilda, who famously in the 1966 grand final had to get special permission to play because it happened to fall on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar.
And on a Saturday.
Yes, yes. So making a few of those connections. I mean, I also explained that even our Jewish football club, Ajax, wears the colours red, white and black. The jumper's almost identical. So it was nice to make that connection and to talk a little bit about why it's so important that we have the programs that I previously mentioned, like the Jewish Schools Cup down at St Kilda, and why that's sort of the perfect fit for us as a community and having that strong historical connection. And obviously also there's still a big Jewish community in the St Kilda area today. So it was nice to speak to the club, and they were very welcoming and kind to me. So I'm grateful for that. And hopefully they learned a little bit more about why St Kilda has such a proud multicultural connection. I mean, it's not just the Jewish community. There are also many different communities that found a home in St Kilda coming to Australia. So definitely a very proud multicultural tradition there.
Did you play footy?
Yes. So actually, one of the stories I told yesterday was that as a kid, I never played in a football team because there were no sort of local teams for girls. So I was the kid at lunchtime that played footy with the boys, the only girl out there on the ground. But I did explain yesterday that last year at the age of 26, it was probably a silly idea at the time, but I decided I'd sign up to play for Ajax for their women's team, which is now in its third year. It was in its second year because I had two reasons for that. The first was I felt like a little bit of a hypocrite telling young kids to join a footy team when I never had. And the second reason was that I just felt it was really important for young girls, particularly at the school where I teach, to see a Jewish woman playing footy. I just felt it was a bit like the whole idea of AFLW. If you can see it, you can be it. So I thought if they had someone in front of them that they could see was like them and playing football, that maybe it would encourage them a little bit more. So last year, that's the answer. Last year I played football for a footy team for the first time.
You're a great role model.
Yeah, well, as a teacher, that's the aim. I feel really strongly that, you know, kids need to see something is possible in front of them, and for them that meant seeing a Jewish woman playing football, so I took it upon myself. And now, you know, there's a very talented group of young female Jewish footballers down at Ajax, but also at other clubs for them to look up to. So it's amazing to see that growing and seeing that talent spreading out to other clubs as well. So hopefully we'll see some professional AFLW players in the future from the Jewish community.
So I'll remind the listeners that the annual Jewish Schools Cup is coming up in August very soon.
Yes. Yes, it's coming up on August 16th down in Seaford. We're looking forward to seeing all the talent on display. The kids from all the Jewish schools are amazing. They just really get into the day. They're not just competitive, they also just come out and have a good time, and that's awesome for us to see as well.
Thank you so much for coming on to the French Language Program. Razil, all the best as a multicultural ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.